Have you heard of a man named Isaiah in the Bible? Have any of you heard of a man named Isaiah?
Yeah.
You have? Ben, have you heard of a man named Isaiah?
Mm-hmm.
Have? Well, this guy, he wrote a book called Isaiah. And for some reason, some strange reason, a lot of people these days don't believe he exists. Now, how would you like it if someone said, well, oh, I shouldn't go there. No, I won't go with Santa Claus or the fairy, tooth fairy. Because some people might believe. Let's just go to the tooth fairy, why not? Let's just say you believe the tooth fairy was real. Maybe he is real, or she is real. No, we'll go with something else. Maybe you believe that something was real, and this person was real, and you'd actually... Hey?
Unicorns.
Unicorns, okay. We'll go with unicorns. Maybe you believed unicorns were real. No, we need someone who is actually real.
Jesus,
yeah. You know Jesus?
Yeah, some people
don't believe he's real, right? That's crazy, don't you think? There's a lot of people in this world that don't believe he was real, although there is a lot of evidence. Now, well, this guy Isaiah, there's a fair bit of evidence in the Bible that he's real. But you know what? There was no evidence outside the Bible that he existed. But in 2015, you'll see in this picture here, do you see this picture? Do you know where that is? This is, you see that dome building there? Well, that's around about where the temple was in Jerusalem. This is Jerusalem, the Temple Mount. And right now that's an Islamic mosque. But anyway, down here, they've been digging this area, down near the Temple Mount. You know, there's a lot of history in this place. I suppose I could show some of the older people up here too. I should have put it up on the screen. But anyway, you'll see here there's this circled area. And they've been digging into this circled area. And did you know that this area has stuff in it from 2,700 years ago? This was covered up in a war. And what's happened over in Israel is every time they would have a big war and the place would get flattened, do you know what would happen? Well, all these bricks and all this rubble would get thrown all over the place and they would just go level it and build again on top. And what happened is, back here when King Hezekiah, in 2,700 years ago, 700 BC, around that time, when he was around, this area was being used. And it hasn't really been used since then. If you have a look here, did you know what this seal is? This is a seal. This is a piece. What they would do is they would put some wax onto a piece of paper. Have we got some paper that I could use here? Bulletin, beautiful. What they would do is when they sent a message, they would roll up a message that was on paper. They'd roll it up. They'd tie a string around it. And then they would put this wax, they would pour wax off a candle, hot wax, and then they would have a ring with this, that was like their signature, and they would push that into that wax. They're called bullas, but they're actually called seals as well. And lo and behold, they found in 2015, just 2 years ago, three years ago now, they found this wax seal. It was only about this big. Quite small, but here's a big picture of it. And this seal here gave that Hezekiah, the king, this was his official seal. Now, lo and behold, 10 feet away from it, 3 meters away from this Hezekiah seal, they found this seal. And guess who that is for? Not with that stuff on it, no. This is not a complete seal. But you know what this says? Isaiah. And here are the last letters of the word prophet. There's one letter missing here. This is prophet. This was Isaiah's official seal as well, because he was a man who talked to the king. And he showed the king, or talked to God, and the king always talked to Hezekiah, always talked to Isaiah, said, what does the Lord want to, us to do? And here is the first piece of evidence to show that Isaiah actually exists.
Apart from the Bible.
So now what do the skeptics do? Well, they go, oh, it's missing a letter, and it's missing a letter. It can't be. They'll try and mark up all sorts of ideas. But you know what? There's evidence. There's ample evidence in the Bible for Isaiah and for Jesus Christ who came as well. And what is that evidence? Do you think that evidence might be historical evidence? Today I'm going to be talking about a lot of evidence that came before he was here on earth about who he is. And a lot of it comes from Isaiah, this guy especially. So, what's the moral of the story? Just because people say something isn't true doesn't mean it isn't. It's because some people say that people in the Bible aren't real doesn't mean they weren't real. We have ample evidence we have to go by for the truth. Right? All right. You can go back to your seats now. Thank you for being patient and listening.